USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says it's investigating a deadly accident involving West Point cadets in New York earlier today. One cadet was killed and 22 others were injured when an armored personnel carrier overturned near the West Point Military Academy during a training mission. President Trump, a key player at a big event at the Normandy American Cemetery in France to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Afterwards, he sat down for a brief meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron, and he told reporters of the special day.
It's a lot of courage and a lot of heartbreak, but an incredible victory.
Talks over the president's threatened tariffs on Mexico if the government doesn't stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. have resumed at the State Department today. And this is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A judge will decide the fate of Missouri's last abortion clinic. Judge Michael Stelzer hearing arguments from Planned Parenthood and the state of Missouri during a hearing yesterday centered on whether the St. Louis clinic's license should be renewed. The judge didn't rule on whether to issue a preliminary injunction that would allow the clinic to continue performing abortions, and he didn't say when a decision will be made. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Chief Randall Williams says his agency is concerned about patient safety.
Many Missourians are pro-choice. Many Missourians are pro-life. What all those Missourians expect me to do in a regulatory fashion is to enforce the law, enforce the regulations, and keep people safe.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening Mexico with tariffs, telling reporters at the Capitol yesterday tariffs are a distraction from the Mueller report. And she said American consumers are going to be paying the price. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One Southern California community is decriminalizing so-called magic mushrooms, while another is banning almost all tobacco sales. Chris Barnes reports.
Denver did it, and now Oakland, California is the second city in the nation to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. The city council passing a resolution instructing police to stop investigating and prosecuting people using those natural psychedelics. An amendment states, though, that does not authorize commercial sales of them or the possession or distribution of them in schools or driving under the influence of them. Meanwhile, the city council in Beverly Hills has approved a measure making the city the first in the nation to ban virtually all tobacco sales. And that goes for e-cigarettes as well. That new law does not apply to hotels or swanky cigar bars, though, frequented by celebrities. I'm Chris Barnes.
As the world observes 75 years since D-Day, President Trump traveled to London for talks with British leaders. And in an interview on Good Morning Britain, host Piers Morgan asked Trump about his lack of military service in Vietnam.
I was not a fan of that war. That war was not something
that we
should have
been involved. Would you like to serve generally, perhaps in another?
I would not have minded that at all. I would have been honored, but I think I'd make up for it right now. I look, $700 billion I gave last year, and then this year $716 billion. And I think I'm making up for it rapidly because we're rebuilding our military.
A congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is traveling to Normandy Thursday to help commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.